Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Limit, as I tell people, that the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills.
Well, let's go to Matt in North Carolina.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call, man.
What's happening?
How you doing?
Good.
Nothing much. So my reaction to yesterday's game, and I could be way off. I'm not, you know, an analyst or anything, but I felt like they should have established the passing threat, the deep ball, maybe like a couple passes over the middle, much earlier than they did with establishing the run. I know they want to keep Lamar off the field, but when you know that that secondary D is the worst in the NFL, wouldn't you try to exploit that early?
Well, the middle of the field is an issue. I mean, it is an issue, and I appreciate the call. They mentioned early in the game that the Ravens have a big problem defending the middle of the field, and the Steelers with Russ, as good as they've been for the most part, the middle of the field is not an area that they're exploiting. Now, they did try to go over the top, mostly sideline stuff. Calvin Austin, I thought, could have made a catch early in the game. They went to Pickens a bunch of times down the field. He did hit Mount Washington with a big play in the middle of the field. You remember that one late, Limits?
Yeah, there were a couple of good plays that Washington made. And, I mean, he's a good tight end that they can utilize, big body tight end. They haven't done it in the red zone other than the ball that Wilson floated up. But I think he is really starting to emerge into more of a passing threat, especially with Pat Freiermuth just not getting a lot of targets, which is odd enough because of the contract they gave him.
I know. He's not getting a lot of action at all. Join Odyssey Radio Stations, Pitt Athletics, and Saloni's Italian Bakery at the Market District at Settlers Ridge, November 18th, 19th, 20th. What's the date today, Limits?
18th.
Oh, my God. 2 p.m. until 7 p.m. While you're out buying supplies for your tailgates and Turkey Day celebrations, help us fill up the truck to benefit Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Support your local community members. Help us bring home the biggest haul to Pitt. Learn more at 937thefan.com. Mike Tomlin, top of the hour. Brian Batko is going to help me break it all down. Next.
Here is Joel in Cranberry. He wants to talk about the rivalry.
Hey, Joel.
Hey, Papa Joe. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, just real quick thought on Cavalli's thoughts. There was a time when Ben Roethlisberger would get the ball with 58 seconds left, and you knew the Steelers were going to win. Russ has not given us that yet, so I can't quite agree with him. It's not a complete team. So the other thought I had is, this is a little bit of a hot take, not as hot as Cavalli's, but is this rivalry lessening? Over the last 10 games, they're 8-2 against the Ravens. Do you know which the two teams have a better record against the Steelers in the last 10 games?
Who?
The Bengals and the Browns, both 4-6 against the Steelers.
Man,
and so if we're looking, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, so if we're talking about this being a rivalry, sure, the emotion is there. Sure, the hype is there. But this is becoming less and less as the time gone on. It doesn't matter what quarterback it seems that Mike Tomlin puts behind.
See, I disagree there. There was a point in time where the Ravens won 7 out of 10 Just because the Steelers are dominating, to me, does not lessen the rivalry at all here. It's not like it's a dissipating rivalry. I will say that Harbaugh and Lamar have a Steeler problem. That's official now. Harbaugh has a Steeler and a Mike Tomlin problem. They both have a Mike Tomlin problem. I mentioned that number in this streak where the Steelers have won 8 of 9, dating back to right around Halloween of 2020. 8 of 9. They have outscored the Ravens in the second half and overtime, 91-41. To me, that speaks to good coaching, adjustments. It does. I just read a piece, too, on Sports Illustrated by Connor Orr, who said Tomlin really masterminded that two-point conversion. By calling timeout, he got a read on what the Ravens wanted to do. They thought he might keep his timeouts for a final drive. It seemed like they tried to do the same thing the other way. Perhaps they didn't have Henry on the field, which was mind-boggling. You know, you save your best play for that situation, and he got a read on it. Or maybe took away what they wanted to do first. I think he surprised them with that timeout. And then the second play was a disaster where the Ravens looked disorganized.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.